Yes, sir. You've been connected to Microsoft Technical Support and you've been reached out to Sacramento office. May I know how can I assist you? Sir, my name is Jessica and my employee ID number is MS177406. Okay, may I know that exactly what do you see on your screen? Okay, sir, I want you to read out and everything, whatever you can see on the screen so that we get the problem properly. Alright, so thank you so much for the information. Sir, may I know what were you doing on the device when you messages on your screen? Okay, so you were on the browser. Sir, may I know, is it your personal device or is it some kind of a work device? Alright, so thank you so much for the information again. First of all, let me inform you that this call has been recorded and monitored for quality assurance. We don't ask any personal information over the phone and all the services which we provide are free of cost. My name is Jessica. My employee ID number is MS177406. Sir, we need to ask each and every Microsoft device is connected on the Microsoft satellite. So we need to detect the problem through the satellite. So could you please help me out with your zip code number in order to locate your computer? Sir, could you again repeat that for me? All right, thank you so much. Sir, please hold the line for a moment. Let me check this out for you. I'll be right back. Thank you so much for holding up the line. Sir, that there is a breach on your network, which means you've broken the high-speed firewall of your network, and due to that, when you injected your device on the same network, it has infected your computer with spyware. Answer, a Trojan is based. Right now in this situation, just to fix the problem, we need to first block the Trojan of the hackers, because we believe that there is a trend, then this is done for the hacking. So we need to first block the hackers from your device and then we will go through some scans just to detect the exact problem. Okay, so now I will guide you with simple steps. You need to just follow them. First of all, could you please help me out that make a model of your device so that I can give precise instruction? Sir, just do one thing. Just look on the left top corner of your keyboard. You will find an escape key, ESC key. See that? Now, sir, you need to put that key along. Okay, first of all, just that escape key for about 1 to 2 seconds. Now, just leave it. Now, may I know if you are able to see the date and the time on the edges, on the right bottom corner? Now, sir, you need to press the Windows key, the key which has 4 small boxes on it. So that's the Windows key. You need to press it along with the R like rose. Press both of them together and release them at the same time. Yes. So now you will see a small run pop-up box and inside that you will see an open and there will be a rectangular search panel in front of it. So you need to type in, inside that rectangular search panel www.REROSE.ECHO, then M like Mary, then O like Oscar, then T like Tango, then E like Echo, E like Pennsylvania, and then C like Charlie, and after C, put dot, then C-O-M.com. Now, sir, what there? Could you please repeat? No, sir. Could you again repeat? Okay. So now, sir, you will see a blue screen and on the left top, you will see remote PC by iDrive. And in front of that, you must be having 3 options like features, pricing, and download. So you need to click the third option, download. Now, after that, it will change the screen. And now, on the left middle of the screen, you will see somewhere a blue box which says download full suite. Yeah, just click on that. Now, sir, once you click on that, you will see there will be a file which must have been downloaded somewhere on your screen. So now, just yes. So the name of the file will be remotepc.exe and just right below it, you will see open file. So you need to click on that open file. Okay. So now, sir, once it will be done, it will give you a prompt. Okay. So once you see the prompt, then you need to click on the positive response like okay, yes. Alright, sir. Now, sir, in order to connect your device on the secure server of Microsoft, I will provide you with an email address and a password. okay, which you need, let me generate it for you. Just allow, now in the email section, you need to type HELP and make sure it must be in the lowercase, okay? Sir, you need to type it in the lowercase in the email section. Please type HELP, help, then DESK, desk, then 00742@windows.com. And sir, in the password, you need to type 123456. Sir, don't click any, click on login.
Yes.
Now click on enable. Now once you click on enable, it will ask you for a personal key. In that box, you need to type 123456 and again reconfirm it, 123456. After that, sir, just hit enable now. Now, sir, may I know what do you see on your screen? All right, sir, just do one thing. Just do one thing. Minimize all the screens which you have. And you can do that from the right top corner. You will see there will be a minus icon. Just keep on clicking that minus unless you come up on your main home screen. Now, sir, we have successfully connected your device on the secure server of Microsoft. And, sir, now your device has blocked all the hackers from it. And sir, till the time it is connected to the secure server of Microsoft, this device is safe to use. Okay? But sir, now, as we can see here that the breaching was going on and the firewall seems to be broken from the past 24 hours, then in that case, we need to go through some scans. So step by step, we will go through with three scans. The first scan will let us know that what is the status of other devices which you have on the same network right now. So sir, before we start with the first scan, could you please let me know that right now exactly how many other devices do you have, like smart TVs, how many, many cell phones are there, how many computers are there? If you can, sir, just let me know. Okay, sir, may I know right now, are you at your personal network? All right, so now, sir, just do one thing. First of all, I would like you to, I know if all the devices which you have on the same network, are they power on or they are power off? Pardon? So your voice is breaking. May I know if they are power on or they are power off? Sir, apart from this computer, I would like you to turn off or shut down all the other devices which you have, because it might be possible that you will face a similar problem with those devices. The problem was not with your computer, the problem is with your sir. Okay, sir, may I know that how many cell phones did you said is there on the same network? 4 cell phones. All right, sir, just allow me a moment. Our backend team is going through a scan on, okay, so once they are done, we will start the scanning on your device. So with the R again, both at the same time. Yeah. Now, sir, you need to there letter C like Charlie, M like Mary, C M D, and then hit the O. So once you hit the OK, it will give you a black scanning terminal. Yes, sir. So where you see the black scanning terminal, you will be also seeing a blinking cursor inside. Right now, when you see the blinking cursor, you need to type there NETSTAT. Sir, may I know what do you have there? Sir, may I know what do you have after the blinking cursor? The first command is NET. Yes. All right, sir. Now you need to hit the enter. It will start scanning, and so the scan will stop after a while. So once the scan is stopped, just do let me know. Okay, stop. All right, sir, just allow me a moment again. Let me also check with the backend team. Sir, may I know that if you have again started seeing that blinking cursor at the end of the scanning screen? All right, sir, you must be having 4 different columns on your screen, and below active connect be having 3 columns, like 4 columns, like proto, local address, foreign address, and state. So, sir, may I know that below proto in the first column, what exactly do you see? Okay. So, sir, if you see TCP, then TCP stands for Transmission Control and Protocol. That is your local network service provider, and in the next column you must be seeing active connect. Yes, local IP address, local, and sir, below that you must be having a lot of numbers, right? Now sir, so below local address, the numbers which you can see are the hidden IP addresses of your devices. So may I know that in the next column below foreign address, do you see something or is it empty? Then sir, it means that if you see a lot of things, that then it means that below foreign addresses it is giving you the hidden IP addresses of the hacker's devices. It means that they were on your network. May I know that in the last section below state, what do you see? Sir, if you see established, then this is not a good sign, because established means that they were having established connection between their devices to your devices. They can exactly see what you are doing on them. So right now our backend team is trying to install a new firewall on your network. Once the firewall will be installed, it will automatically block them and remove them from your network and from your devices. But till the time, please make sure do not open or put anything personal on any of your device apart from this computer, okay? Not even your cell phones, not even on any other device, okay? Otherwise, hackers can see that. Now, sir, we will going to run the second scan just to check that what is the status of your phone lines, because right now the communication lines are also on the same network, so we need to make sure that whether they are safe or not. So for that we need to type the second command. May I know if you can see the blinking cursor at the bottom of the black scanning terminal? Sir, can you just do one thing? Before that, just do one thing. Can you open that remote PC page from the minimize from your taskbar? Okay, now sir, may I know what do you see on that? Sir, could you again repeat that email address for me? Alright sir, answer. May I know that what do you have there in the password section? Okay, now just click on login. Now you need to click on enable. Now sir, it must be asking you for personal key, so you need to type there 123456 and then again reconfirm the personal key 123456. Now hit the enable. Now sir, may I know what can you see? Sir, it seems that the connection with the secure server of Microsoft Satellite is again and again disconnecting from your computer. That is the reason it is creating hindrance for our backend team. Sir, could you again confirm me with your, I need to know your zip code number again. You need to, can you please confirm it? Alright, so fine. So let me check it again. Sir, may I know that if you still have that remote P screen on your page on your screen? Okay, may I know what do you have there on the screen? Sir, just click on enable. Okay, may I know? Okay, now just look on the right side, right top corner side of that remote PC screen, you will see an H. Click on that and just click on the select the logout. Alright, so once it's logged out, it will again give you that login section on your screen. Now you need to again read the address. What do you have there? I think that was a mistake here. Mm-hmm. Okay, then type the password again. 123456. Now sir, I'm not sure that where are you using it. Sir, after clicking log, may I know what page do you have screen? Then sir, click on enable as well. Okay. Sir, pull the line again. I'll be right back. Let me back in team again. So now we will I would like to go through second scan, and so that will be, and we will going to run that scan just to check that what's the status of your communication line. So where you see the blinking cursor, you need to type NETSTAT, then after that and then a minus and then A. Okay, and now just hit the enter. So once you hit the enter, it will again give you the scan. So once the scan is stopped, just to let me know. Alright, so now you need to tell me that in the last section below state, what exactly do you see? Sir, I'm talking about state. You need to tell me that below state, what do you see? Yes. Are you sure? Sir, because if you see listening, then sir, this is not, it means that I have breached your communication lines. All of your phone lines are being breached by the hackers. They can They can listen to each and every conversation which you are doing using any of the phone which is in the network right now. And so let me tell you that right now we are connected on a secure line server, so this call is end-to-end encrypted. But so apart from that, if you will make or receive any phone call, then might be possible that hackers can exactly listen to your conversation. So sir, please ensure till the time your network is not fixed, make sure you do not make or receive any phone call from any phone. Okay. Also, I would like you to inform all the other people if you have there who are using their cell phones. I would like you to tell them to stop using their cell phones. Alright, so now we will going to run the last and the final scan. And so in this scan, we will going to check that if the hackers were there on your network and if they have breached out the communication lines or devices, then